Before Ellis Island became a place where immigrants entered the United States, it was called Gull Island. Later, it was called Oyster Island because colonial settlers found tasty oysters there. The island got its final name from Samuel Ellis. He owned the island in the late 1700s. He tried to sell it to New York. The city did not want to buy it then. New York bought it after he died. In 1808, the United States government bought the island from New York. The site cost $10,000. Caption: Native Americans used to fish in the New York Harbor. Feature box: Coming to the United States. To immigrate to the United States, people needed money. They had to pay for the trip. They also needed money to start life in a new country. Most families could only send the father of the family or the oldest child. These immigrants had to find jobs quickly. Then they sent money home so that other family members could emigrate. In 1890, Ellis Island became an official port of entry, or place where people can enter a country. By the end of 1891, the main building was built. Ellis Island opened on January 1, 1892. Annie Moore, an Irish teenager, was the first immigrant to pass through Ellis Island. Caption: Passports showed where people came from.